USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center is stressing that Hurricane Dorian is likely to be a slow-moving storm.
So it looks like just offshore Sunday evening, and then by Monday morning through all the day Monday, even into Tuesday, start seeing those tropical storm force winds make it offshore and continue to push inland.
That's Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, speaking on Fox News. Now, the storm could be a Category 4 hurricane with winds of around 140 miles an hour once it reaches the Florida coast. Parents are being urged to vaccinate their kids for measles before sending them back to school. There are 6 active measles outbreaks in the United States and a record number of cases since the disease was wiped out in 2000. Your final numbers on Wall Street heading into this holiday weekend, the Dow closed up 41 points to close at 26403. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Google is agreeing to pay up to $200 million to settle with the FTC over allegations it violated privacy laws of children's data on YouTube. The FTC had alleged that Google improperly collected the data of children using YouTube, which is a breach of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. A Dallas police detective who played a role in the Kennedy assassination has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Detective Jim LaValle was famously photographed wearing his signature cowboy hat as he was handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when Jack Ruby shot JFK's assassin. It happened as LaValle was transferring Oswald to the Dallas County Jail on November 24, 1963, 2 days after Kennedy was shot. LaValle was a Navy veteran. He survived the attack on Pearl Harbor in World War II, and his family says he died on Thursday at the age of 99. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
As Hurricane Dorian continues to strengthen, many people are wondering how the rest of the hurricane season is looking. Joe Bastardi joins Fox News with a preview.
Well, the season itself is, we don't expect a lot of storm activity in the Caribbean and in the main areas. What we try to emphasize to folks is storms will be stronger further north than they are to the south. And that's what you're going to see here. You saw that Barry developed right offshore like that, and even Erin developed way to the north like this. So what will happen is, in this season, the ones that try to come in the Caribbean, most of them will stay weaker than what they will do later on in their career. Overall, I think it's a little bit below normal as far as what we call the ACE index, Neil. But I think the problem is in scattershot seasons, when there's a big high pressure over the Northwest Atlantic, the United States tends to have higher impact.
Saturday is International Overdose Awareness Day, and Senator Richard Blumenthal is pushing for new legislation, saying it's clear how the government needs to approach the problem.
Dollars and cents are necessary. The federal government needs to provide those resources, and it can do so.
The Connecticut Democrat says the drug addiction crisis affects everyone.
It doesn't spare any city or town in Connecticut. We are all in this fight.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.